Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, let's start with this. What went wrong? Does anybody really know yet?
Yeah, no one really knows what went wrong, but there is speculation as to how early symptoms were reported as far as the outside linebackers coach, Shane Bowen, is concerned. And there are some other issues as far as possible not having the mask on at all times. But it's really just all up in the air. And Mike Vrabel spoke today. He said that they expect to hear back from the NFL at some point, but he maintains that they followed all protocols, specifically the 100 memos they sent verbatim.
Okay. And by the way, one of them is former Penn State Nittany Lion Daquan Jones. He was one of those who was in the original group.
Yes, sir.
So when they've gone negative the last couple of days, is there a feeling, even though obviously it's part of the guessing game, that they may have turned the corner?
I think there is. There's a lot of hope. Mike Vrabel said he's excited that they got good news today. He's hoping for good news tomorrow. They typically get their news at 4:30 a.m., he said. And he said there's a lot of speculation, but they haven't been approved to go back in the building. But he's definitely looking at some of the plans and procedures, how they could manage, you know, getting back in there and starting to prepare for the Bills this weekend.
All right, so let's take the other part, though. You may not have to go in the building, but it doesn't mean that Ryan Tannehill can't take a group of wideouts and go out to a high school and throw around. Did they do any of that?
It actually does mean the procedures prohibit any in-person meetings. So Tannehill can't call up Jonnu Smith and A.J. Brown and go to the field and throw. That's not possible for them. So they have to be isolated.
Wow.
As this process is sorted through.
That's amazing. All right, so to this point, the Titans have played really well. How much concern is there that what has happened here, especially having no contact, no practice, is there a concern that like they get derailed a bit by this?
They don't have any concern about that. And just like Mike Tomlin, Mike Vrabel is a guy that will not accept excuses. He won't make excuses. And they really are all things full steam ahead, and that's how they're looking at it. He said that the guys that he's met with, you know, as a team virtually, they did that yesterday and today. They're in a really good mental place. He said that they've been intentional in their meetings and engaged, so they're ready to go. And he would not accept any hint of it being a competitive disadvantage or anything like that. So it all is going to really come out on Sunday if they play the Bills, and I think that's just what he's focused on, and they don't feel that it's going to, you know, derail the train at all.
Right. Okay. So now I want to get to Ryan Tannehill for a moment. He'd been mostly a wide receiver in college, and then finally they moved him to quarterback, and he ends up being a first-round pick by the Dolphins. The Dolphin thing is very much an up-and-down deal. Why so much better with Tennessee? What is it about his development, his maturity, and maybe the system?
Yeah, I think it's the system. A part of it is his maturity. I think when you look at what he was through with the Dolphins, being the golden child and then having that fall from grace, it was probably a very humbling experience. And I liken it to a boxer, you know, in the 12th round. He's challenging the champ for the title. And there's a minute left. What's he going to start doing? Haymakers and everything, because he knows you got to knock the champ out to beat him. And I think that's what Ryan Tannehill started to do. You saw him take shots down the field. He played with a lot of confidence. He was very decisive with the football. He was commanding in the huddle. The guys believed in him. And one of the things that really goes underrated when you're talking about professional athletics is the mental part of it.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that really just, he gained confidence just from having that I don't care attitude. And that allowed him to take more risk with the ball, take more shots and do some of the things. And with that, you know, the confidence that other players had in him and the coaching staff definitely helped. And that's another thing. Arthur Smith has been a really good play caller for him, Tannehill has actually said that Smith is the most open and most willing to work with you play caller he's ever had. And you definitely see that in different things. So I think all of those things wrapped into one has definitely helped him become a much better quarterback. And I think you're seeing a different guy from what you saw in Miami, from a mindset, from a play, from a standpoint, from a swagger. Everything is different.
There's the other part, too. If you want to go play action, it's far more effective when that play action fake is to Derrick Henry compared to what he had in Miami.
Oh, without a doubt. When you have 22 in the backfield, that definitely helps a lot. And you saw his percentage. It went from 70% to 79% as far as completions are concerned. And he went from 9.6 yards per completion to around 13. So there was definitely a clear difference. And when you have that play action and you can move those linebackers and that opens up space, it definitely makes things a lot easier. And even just still have to have that downfield accuracy. And you look at some of the throws he made in that Vikings game specifically, there were beautiful shots down the field.
What kind of difference has Mike Vrabel meant to the defensive attitude on that team?
I think really the difference is just a more disciplined team, but that's not really been the case this year, especially the last two games. But he gives them just that edge, just that you always know a Mike Vrabel team is going to be tough, and you always know they're going to be conditioned. So if there's anything, that's the difference that he's made, and I think you really see that in Jeffrey Simmons. When he's playing, he's a guy. It's funny. He was clocked at 18 miles an hour in week two. You know, and for a guy that's 305 pounds to do that is that's pretty good. You know, so I think that's kind of an example of just the hustle that they're preaching and that the players have to undergo.
Yeah. Also, what did it do for the confidence of everybody that they made it as far as they did last year to then set this year up?
I think it showed them that they're capable, and it showed that it was just verification, really. But the thing is, to a man, when you ask them about last year, they want to forget about it, right? Because it's a bitter taste. You know, they felt like they should have went all the way to the Super Bowl and won it. So bringing that up with them, it definitely, you know, brings up a bad taste. But I really think that ride, it's been there, done that now. So this year, if they make the playoffs, you can't say, hey, you know what, this is a group of guys that never been there. They don't know what it takes to win in the playoffs. They did it, and they did it in some tough places, going to New England, ending Brady and the Patriots relationship, and then going to Baltimore,
right,
and ending a fabulous season for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
All right, so the matchup with Buffalo. The Bills have they're off to a 4-0 start. So how do you view this matchup?
It's just it's almost like two mirror teams, to be honest with you, because both teams are scoring a lot of points, and they're known for really solid defenses, but the defenses aren't playing that well. So I think it's like that Spider-Man meme when you know, one Spider-Man's pointing at the other. That's really what it seems like to me, you know, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. The Titans obviously will probably be shorthanded some, you know, with some of these guys on the COVID reserve list.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You still got to play ball. It's going to be a tough football game, a physical one. And that's really what you get every time these teams play. The last 2 years that they've faced each other, it was low scoring down to the wire. And I expect pretty much the same thing, even though Josh Allen is playing out of his mind right now. Mm-hmm. I still think it's going to be a close game.
Is there any – just back – I want to circle back on the final question to the COVID deal for a moment. Is there any concern within the NFL is investigating. Is there any concern in the Titans organization about any of that? You know, because you said, Mike Vrabel said, look, we've been strict, we followed everything and so forth, but is there any internal concern? Like, okay, let's see how this turns out.
No, there's no concern. And when he was asked about that, he said, we've talked with the league, they've talked with us, the conclusions have been met, and everything has been investigated. We shared everything with them, and we are confident that we didn't violate protocols or procedures. So unless he's really good at acting, Mike Vrabel seems to be very confident that they'll be fine.
What's it been like for you covering this team?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. You know, I covered the 49ers, Ravens, and Eagles before I got here. This is a much smaller market, but I enjoy it. It's been great. The fans are very, like, they have that little brother mindset, you know, where it's like, you're going to respect me. And I love that from them and the passion. It's been great. And the guys in the locker room are really good. The PR team is awesome. I've had nothing but a great experience, and I plan to stay here for a while.
Well, good. We're glad we get you on today. That was great. Really enjoyed it, Teron, very much, and thanks for all the great information.
No problem. Anytime. You guys take it easy. You